This is The Couple Next Door, script number 153 for broadcast Wednesday, July 30th, time 2:30 to 2:45 p.m. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honey, dear, hurry up. Come
here.
Come on, hurry up, quickly.
What is this? Is there something wrong with the baby?
No, nothing wrong, but the nurse just went down to the shopping center. We've got the baby all to ourselves for a change.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I thought some catastrophe
No, it's just that I never get a chance to hold my own baby anymore. But he's your daddy, darling.
Well, hello there, fella. Hello there.
You want to hold him?
Yeah, sure. Give me... Hey, golly, he's a smart-looking kid, isn't he, though?
Well, he's healthy, anyhow. That's the main thing there. Hey, you're with your daddy, darling. Sure,
now, why does he always start to yowl the minute I have him?
Oh, here, let me take him. Come on, come to Mommy. There, darling. Well, I don't want him to be howling if the nurse gets back unexpectedly. There, well, don't glare at the baby, darling. Now, why do you take it personally every time he cries?
Well, let's face it, he doesn't like me.
Oh, he's only 8 days old.
Well,
what's the matter with you, Stephanie?
Well, all right, but I'm just the same.
Babies are so sweet. We got to get a name for you, too, don't we, darling?
Betsy, come here, honey. Come on in and see the baby. Come on in the house, dear. We're in the living room.
Betsy, come on in the house, dear.
Why?
Well, honey, we got a chance to talk to your little brother without that Miss Tornado whirling around our heads. Come on,
Billy.
Baby.
Betsy, come here.
I've had enough of the baby already.
What's the matter with you?
Oh, I don't know. She has acted so strangely all day. Yeah, put the baby back in his bassinet. Now, we better find out what's wrong now with Betsy. Oh, dear, if it isn't one thing and another.
Betsy, help me.
Every Saturday, CBS Radio presents two exciting dramas that we know you'll enjoy. The first is Gunsmoke, set in the pioneer days of Dodge City. The adventures you follow on Gunsmoke center around United States Marshal Matt Dillon. The Marshal is responsible for keeping the peace among the oddly assorted characters who've drifted to the West to make new lives for themselves. When one of them tries to achieve that goal at the expense of somebody else's life, the shooting starts on Gunsmoke. But as soon as a trigger clicks, you can count on Marshal Dillon to get right into the fray. His aim for law and order is as true as his aim with a gun. If you like action, you'll like Matt Dillon's behavior in every episode of Gunsmoke. The second drama awaiting you on most of these same stations each Saturday is City Hospital. Like any hospital, City Hospital is a place where life often hangs in the balance, where emotion always runs high. Balcony fan from way back or fifth row center steady, you'll find your favorite seats reserved for you for both of these Saturday programs.
Now, listen, honey. Mommy and Daddy just want to find out if something's bothering you.
Betsy, dear.
What?
Now, you know you've acted very strange. The whole day you've hardly spoken to anybody. You didn't want to play with any of the children in the neighborhood. You've just been sitting out there under the lilac bush mostly.
Don't you feel well, honey?
Yes.
She didn't even want to go swimming with the Llewellyns when they called, which isn't at all like her. She usually jumps at the chance.
Why didn't you want to go swimming with the Llewellyns, honey?
I just didn't.
A wonderful sandy beach out there at the lake where you'd have a wonderful time.
I don't care.
There's lots of children there.
Why are you trying to persuade her to go, dear? The Llewellyns went this morning. They're back home now.
Oh, well, I know. Would you
tell Mommy what the trouble is, hmm?
Betsy, why do you get Mommy all upset when you know how busy she is anyhow with a new baby and she's just home from the hospital?
Oh, darling, I'm all right. I'm You were too busy not to have time for my bedroom.
Well, no, I didn't mean Mommy was too busy for you, honey. I just meant that, you know, you got to think
Everybody's
about it.
Everybody's busy around here. You're too busy with the baby to do anything else.
Why, no, I'm not, darling. That's why we have the nurse. What else did you want to do? Betsy?
I'm not going to tell you if you don't remember.
Don't remember what? Something we were all going to do?
Yes.
What, honey? Betsy. Were we all going to do it, darling?
Yes.
The baby, too?
No, not the baby.
Uh-huh. Just you and Mommy and Daddy were going to do something, huh?
Now, look, Betsy, we're not mind readers. Now, how about telling us, huh? Sometimes people forget things and they have to be reminded.
I don't see how you could forget this. I just don't.
Well, I'm sorry, darling, Betsy, but please forgive us this time and tell us, will you?
Come on, honey, please now.
Darling. Well, it was Mommy mostly. Oh, she promised it.
Promise
what, darling?
Mr. Dibble.
Mr. Dibble.
Oh, hi. Hello there.
Just a minute, Betsy. I want to hear what Mr. Dibble's here. Hello.
Yeah, come on in.
Well, how's everything at the new house? I haven't gotten out there for some time.
Well, come on in here and see the addition to the family.
Well, here you got a boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, got my boy, all right. There he is. What do you think of him?
Well, handsome baby.
Come to Mommy. Yes, he's Mommy's darling. This is Mr. Dibble, dear.
Pretty nice, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's some baby. He certainly looks healthy.
Oh, yes, he is. I think he's a very intelligent-looking baby, too.
Oh, yep. Not much question who his father is, I guess.
Well, that's what everybody seems to think. I can't see it myself.
Oh, honey, he's a picture of you and your baby. What did I do with it?
Do with what?
Picture of you as a baby.
I didn't know you had one.
Because I got it in a letter from your mother this morning. Didn't I show it to you?
No.
It must be on the desk over here. Now, let's see, where is it?
You haven't got anything on, Daddy.
Oh, yes. For Pete's sake. Did Mother send you that awful picture of me sprawled naked on a Spanish shawl or something?
Oh, there's a fur rug and you look just down. Here it is.
Oh.
Here. Wasn't he adorable as a baby, Mr. Dibble?
Oh, yep.
Look,
very fetching.
Why do you show anybody that thing? I always hated
it. Well, your mother sent it to me, and I think it's cute. Now, you see here, Mr. Dibble, the baby looks so much like him. The same chin.
Yeah.
Same nose, same shaped hair.
Yeah.
Now, look, honey, Mr. Dibble is not interested in...
Well, of course he is. Everybody's interested in babies.
Well, look, I expect Mr. Dibble stopped in to confer about the new house, right, Mr. Dibble?
Well, yes, might say so. Of course, don't know as I'd say confer. It's just something I had to tell you.
Something gone wrong? Oh, dear, don't tell me the foundation's collapsed.
Oh, no, nothing like that. No.
Everything going along according to schedule?
Well, so far.
Oh, well, that's fine.
I'm anxious to drive out to see how far it's progressed since I was in the hospital. Certainly don't want it all built before I get a chance to see it sort of step by step.
Well, there's not much danger of that now.
What do you mean?
Mommy, do you want to hear what I was going to tell you?
Yes, Betsy, just a minute, darling.
It's always just a minute, all this time lately, ever since you brought the baby.
Betsy, honey, now please.
Nobody listens to me anymore.
Betsy, darling, now will you wait just a minute? Betsy, come here.
Look, let her go for a second. I want to hear what Mr. Dibble has to say.
All right, we got the baby nurse, so we'd have more time to devote to Betsy, and she wouldn't be jealous. It seems to me I'm busy all the time anyhow. Really, I'm beginning to think it makes more work having the nurse than not having the nurse.
Let us discuss that later, dear. Mr. Dibble.
Well, I'm just mentioning it. The nurse only does things for the baby. I'm having all the work of an extra person around here. Cooking and dishes, you know, Mr. Dibble. She doesn't help with anything like that.
Darling, let us
discuss
that later. Could we please? Now, Mr. Dibble, what was it?
Well, what I have to say won't take long. It's just that four of the workmen come down with the mumps.
Mumps?
Four of the workmen have mumps?
Yep. We're going to hold things up a bit. It's mighty funny, but it leaves me with just two men.
Oh, Sam Hill, could all the workmen get mumps?
Oh, my heavens, that date. 2 weeks ago, and Betsy and Mary Lou were out there, and Mary Lou drank out of the same drinking cup the workmen used, and I said not to, and Mary Lou came down with mumps that very day.
Is that so? Well, expect it's where they picked it up.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Well, they were mighty sick, too, all of them. You know, them kid diseases, they hit pretty hard when you're older. Well, we'll do the best we can. I just thought I'd let you know.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Dibble.
Really?
Oh, boy, I see this old building, a house, is one problem after another.
Yep, that's where it goes. Well, I'll be running along.
Yeah, well, thank you for stopping in, anyhow. I'll drive out there tomorrow.
Goodbye, Mr. Dibble.
Goodbye. It's a mighty nice looking boy you got there.
Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, boy, how do you like that? Carpenter's got mumps.
Charlie.
Honey, do you suppose that's what's wrong with Betsy? She was exposed to Mary Lou the same time.
Oh.
Betsy?
She got any fever, you think? A sore throat?
Well, I don't know, but she certainly hasn't been herself. Betsy? Now, where did she go to? She came out this... Honey, what are you doing under the dining room table? Come on.
Come on out, darling. Feel her head.
Yes, come on, sweetie. Is your throat sore, honey? She doesn't seem hot. Betsy?
What?
For the love of Mike, you better keep her away from the baby.
Yeah. Oh, so is the baby you're worried about.
I don't think you should have mentioned that, dear.
Oh, my God, we don't want him to get it.
Well, I know, but now, come on, Betsy. Come on. You were going to tell Mommy something. Were you going to tell Mommy you don't feel well,
No, I'm not sick. Just something you promised me tomorrow. You don't remember anything anymore.
Betsy, now will you come back? What did we promise her tomorrow?
I don't know.
Something we promised her tomorrow. What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Thursday what? July 31st. It's her birthday and we promised her a party.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, as far as we're concerned, the greatest invention since the Calliope is CBS Radio's Howard Miller. 5 days a week on most of these same stations, Howard comes your way with all that's new, all that's exciting, all that's fun in popular music. When he isn't spinning out songs on the turntable, he's telling you the latest about the music world and the fascinating personalities in it. All in all, it's as entertaining a combination of words and music as you could hope to hear. CBS Radio's Howard Miller Show. As far as Art Linkletter's fans are concerned, the greatest invention since the house is the house party. Every Monday through Friday on CBS Radio, Art plays host to a lively, fun-filled party. You're invited to our house party. So is all America. Now, what could be bigger or better than that? Meet new people, make new friends, and have a whale of a good time, too, day after day, as CBS Radio's House Party comes your way with Art Linkletter as your host.
How could you possibly have forgotten that you promised Betsy a birthday party?
Well, I didn't forget exactly. It's just that I got thrown off schedule with a baby being a week late. And somehow in my mind, I was thinking I had a week after I got home to plan for the party.
Well, you certainly knew her birthday was July 31st.
Yes, of course, but I wasn't thinking tomorrow was the 31st. What about you? I didn't hear you reminding me.
No, I know all the excitement of the new baby. Well, look, she has got to have a party.
Yes, of course. Well, I feel terrible. Well, we mustn't let her know we haven't planned it.
No.
Now, look, we'll have two celebrations to make up for it. Tomorrow we'll have a family party with just us, and we'll have some of the relatives drive over, maybe.
Yeah, all right.
And then Friday we'll have another party with her friends.
Yeah, all right, fine. Look, let's find her and tell her.
No. I think the best thing is to surprise her. Only then will she realize we didn't forget. You know, she...
Oh, yeah.
Now, dear. Well, you'll have to help me.
With what?
With what? With the party. I know she wanted to invite everybody in her first grade class. Now, that is about 23 children.
Well, all right. What do you have to do? There's so much to do. I mean, just get some ice cream and cake. Isn't that all there is to it?
No, dear, that is not all there is to it. Believe me, with 23 children invited, if they all accept, we've got a real job ahead of us. Boy, don't get all excited about it.
Well, look, they're only 7-year-olds. Shouldn't be any problem, even with 23 of them.
Oh, is that so? Oh, honey, have you got a surprise coming to you?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers, Madeline Pierce, and John Shelley. It is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.